semester of 79.
How do you spell his last name? Francois.
Okay.
So, Anne wants me to read a book by Francois de Bourgeois, published in 1979, that is in French, about Chinese plans for the Balkanization of Indochina, just as predicted, as Henry Kissinger later told President Tu.
See, I'm learning.
My hands are really trembling.
I don't want any members of your family to get angry at me for keeping you too long.
72.
I'll make it. 72? No, 79, I thought.
79.
79.
79, yeah, that happened.
Okay.
Because it's very important. Because the Chinese already balkanized the Indochina. And they don't want the Americans to be in. That's their freedom. So, at that time, the Vietnamese didn't know how to fight the Americans. But they sent three delegations. Two delegations led by Gauguin Giap and Vang Tien Dung to the Soviet Union headquarters to ask them how to fight the Americans. Because they know that the Soviet Union was allied over the Americans during the World War II. They sent two delegations to ask them how to fight the Americans. You see that?
Yes.
And they sent one delegation headed by Colonel Chu Vi Mang, after that three-star general, to head the Vietnamese delegation to China to ask the Chinese how to fight Americans, because the Chinese fought the Americans in Korea. No use, until they have my report. That's why they were so happy that they know how to fight this kind of special warfare. That's why they gave me a medal.
And who wrote that top secret report? Who wrote it? Do you know who the author was?
What?
Who was the author of the top secret report? Who wrote it?
Which one?
The top secret one that Mac B and you both got a copy of?
Yeah, that's it. The command of the headquarters of the VC in the south.
Okay.
Actually, it's a branch of the NVA in South Vietnam. Like Kosovan, but underneath the south.
Okay. All right. By the way, I wanted to let you know that I did find Earl Guskey,
yeah.
He wrote many books on sports, you know, and I'm going to speak to him.
His wife, very intelligent.
Yeah.
Japanese.
Right.
Japanese.
Right.
She very intelligent. She wrote about the Pacific Rim.
And Russ Johnson, California State Senator, lifelong resident of Orange County, graduate of Orange Coast College, member of college swimming and water polo team.
Oh, yeah, Johnson, you were back? That's how I remember.
He served as a Republican Assemblyman from the 72nd District in North Orange County for 17 years, advocate of tough anti-crime legislation, strong supporter of the death penalty. Led the state campaign to remove Rose Byrd from the Supreme Court. He was then elected to the Senate, which includes Orange Coast College. He is a member of the Orange Coast Community College Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame at the Orange Coast Community College.
Oh, I know, I have him in my yearbook.
Yes, okay. I found it. This is the Lawton Collins. This is what is published in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. That's the meeting where... This is what you've been talking to me about.
My name is Guy, that one is Schumann Kett.
Yes.
Schumann Kett.
This is for you. It's a brochure from Disneyland that came to me yesterday, and I put it in my mail. You can just have it. It shows you. I know that this is the most important book you told me. I don't want to talk about this now, but this book is one of the most important books you've ever shown me. The 1970s Southeast Asia economy in the 1970s. This is the most important book you ever showed me to read, right? It is
the
whole plan. Yeah. The plan is in that book.
The plan by Melby Ladd.
Yes. Yeah.
And then also published, are you right? The economic plan for South Vietnam after the war.
Yes. Yes.
So Melby Ladd said that the North Vietnamese refused to talk with South. Said that's wrong. And they put a blame on the Congress all the time. Now they still put the plan on Congress again. How many money they put in here?
The only other thing a lot. Do you remember this picture that you gave me?
Oh yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, you went to the old...
Yeah,
I know you are, yeah. Do you remember why you went to this? Do you remember what it was? An old...
I don't remember.
Okay, it was a student faculty conference.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. In a similar, yeah.
Seminar.
Yeah. Okay. And there's my friend Jim Nash.
Oh yeah. He's back in New York, right?
I just spoke to him yesterday. So, before
his
I came.
His wife was translator for Mr. Bai.
Right.
Who were down with the gang.
He told me that he didn't think Bass saw you, you know, because he told me you sat there, he sat here, I sat here in November, the day he left. Remember he came here. And you told him how upset you were, and he told me he told Bass.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why Bob know that he's
been right. Right, I mean...
That's not my fault, is that? Because not because my fault. Actually, my relative was very badly, you know, treated by the extremists in the U.S. That's the reason. After CNN in 2000.
Yes.
That's why we had a problem. This time he was so mad, he come, even though I'm sick like this, refused to see me. Very sad. That's the reason. But when they published the book about me by Mrs. Nye, the first sixth book I had won for you, But Ken didn't come.
I know.
And if you got that one, that's enough.
But now, my TT, she translated the whole book for me. And you know, Mr. Bass, what he did in the New Yorker article, he just copied from that book by Miss High.
Yeah,
and he put parts of it. He just put it all
and
in there.
The other one is the view of Neil.
Yeah.
And publish a series of.
I have that. The 17 art. Yeah, it's on the internet. You know, you can read it on the internet. Have you? I have a phone call. Have you heard it from the television people that are doing it? Remember that they. The television people who filmed us together.
I remember that was a Vietnamese Saigon.
Ho Chi Minh Television, yeah. Have
they
you heard?
It took 3 years to get authorization.
But have you heard anything?
Yeah, they did come here and they said, I'm very rich now. They're trying to do it for me. Because now they realize that I am the one who lived longer than anyone in Saigon. I grew up here. I went to school here. And then nobody knows me. And then now, suddenly, they know about that. But they would like to have a series of 10 installments.
Right, about your life.
But they had to work 2 years with the Vietnamese military
security. Yeah.
To clear. And I said, it was ridiculous. And then another year, to get all kind of documents, etc. And now they write a script for that. And they finish the script already. They would like to talk to me for more detail, etc.
So
it's too late now. I'm very weak. If I'm strong, you just come and take picture. If not, forget about it. Fortunately, the other day you were in good shape. I was in good shape.
And that's why they came and took a picture and caught that. Yeah, Mr. Hai
Van, he's
writing a book about you also.
Yeah, he planned to write a book because he got a lot of documents from the,
right.
from the military people.
Right. And so I'm going to see him when I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm also going to see Madame Fong, you know, from Lotus Gallery, Fong, Ao Zai.
Oh yeah,
Fong.
She knows a lot of, she knows them.
She likes you, she wants me to, she wanted to come today, I said no, you know.
She knows a lot of
them. Yeah, she's very good. And, so I will see them, I'll see people in the console, get the picture, and I will make a copy of this and I will read this book. And I'll call you to see how you feel tomorrow, okay? See how you feel, okay? I have just a few more questions here and there, but I think of things, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. You look all right.
No, man.
You keep, when you read Jolene's letter and you read Frank's letter, you'll get more energy because you'll want them to come and visit. Jolene wants to come and see you the next summer.
I'm waiting for her to go there. I miss her for over 30 years.
She misses you. She can't remember who that guy was who wanted to have a duel with her husband.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't remember him.
Called Macruder.
Yeah, she laughed. She thought it was very funny.
Oh, that one. If I was still a little young, I would challenge here for a new one.
She
has a gun everywhere.
She
here and here.
She doesn't remember.
Here, and then, he's very, very funny. He drinks a lot.
Luke Conin drank a lot.
But that one drank more than that. He belonged to a very good family, military family, the 80s.
I found a letter that Luke Conin wrote to Neil Sheehan. I got the letter from someone. One of my sources gave me a letter that Lou Conin wrote to Neil Sheehan about you. It's very flattering. He said two things. One you may not agree with. But one, when Lou said that when the news came out that you all the time were an agent, he couldn't believe it. And then the more he thought about it, the more he thought, as a professional spy that he is, one professional spy to another, he takes his hat off to you, because how you could have pulled it off for so long with never slipping.
Oh, I was defended by Gardez.
Well, he said it was unbelievable to him that he, so Lou said in the letter that the CIA should use you as a case study on how to be an agent, because you're better than all the agents that we had.
No, they bust me.
And,
like the book that Mr. David Oberstam sent me about the spying.
Yes.
Anatomy of
spying. Anatomy of spying, yes.
After a lot about the cover.
On how to have a cover.
One about cover.
Right.
Very important.
I bought that book in the States, and I read it, and then I went to the Spy Museum, and I've been reading about spies, and the most important thing about a spy is his cover.
That's right. I learned from him.
And that's the key. A good cover.
And also from the brother Seward, and then Dean Seward, and then brother.
Ossoff. Defense reporting.
That's right.
See? I got it. Defense reporting.
Yeah.
All right.
He called it the reporter's threat.
Right. The reporter's threat. I have that book too. Both those books you told me to buy, I've read them.
On defense.
On defense.
I was stupid, so I was a correspondent to cover the war, to cover the operation, etc. To become a correspondent of war. And when I read about that, I work for intelligence. Why a coward is kind of thing and could be killed any time. Actually, I have to work higher than that. It's defense. Intelligence.
Right.
That's better. And that's the word I learned from
Alsop,
Johan.
Right.
He's very human.
Yes.
He refused to let some of our wife to be back here.
Yes. So that was the first thing that Lou Conan said. He respected you for that. But then Lou Conan said something that you probably don't agree with. He thought that you and Vaughn, I asked Frank this, Frank McCullough, and I'll tell you what Frank said. Lou wrote that he thought, now, when Lou said that once he learned that you all along had been an agent, that you probably influenced Bob Chaplin's interpretation of stories. And Frank said that that's absolutely
wrong.
Wrong. Absolutely wrong. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, right. Absolutely wrong. Right.
You might be influenced by whom? But I'm trying to correct it. I was very afraid of leaving at this point influenced by whom. To write wrong, sorry. But that's why I introduced whom to work for Mr. Bob Shetland or Mr. Fuss to work for Mr. Jerry Rose, the CIA man. And after that, to work for Douglas Pike. And then at the end, to work for Bob Shetland.
Yes.
In order to separate him from Beverly, in order not to be, you know, because he was a little biased. He was anti-communist. He worked for CIA. But he didn't have a lot of admiration for the communist organization and everything.
But Vaughn didn't work for CIA, and he worked for CIA early, not
earlier.
Earlier, right? Not
after he quit. He
right.
For USIS and then
right.
He
yeah. Okay, I have to let you rest.
That's why he introduced me to Mr. Harper.
Harper Potter.
Yeah.
Harper Potter. Is that his name?
Yeah, Potter. Philip Potter.
Right, Philip Potter.
That's his uncle or something.
Right. And twice, not today, I want to talk to you tomorrow or on Wednesday, whenever you, if you feel strong. I want to make sure I have the two stories right about you being recruited.
He asked me to be recruited.
Right, but you told me the two stories. One is a gentleman farmer, one is that they were going to give you good stories for time.
January, etc.
But I want to make sure I have my facts right, so I want to talk to you about that tomorrow, okay? If I
refuse to do it.
I know. No, I know that, but I want to make sure I have it right, because one was they were going to set you up a very expensive, you were going to be a rich plantation owner.
That's
or
right,
something,
yeah.
Right. But I want to take notes, and I want to make sure.
I gave away the idea of Bill Colby.
Bill Colby. Right.
Like I mentioned that, because I please don't know.
I think someone knows that already, though. No, I didn't mention it, but
mention this story.
I think there's a book on Colby that mentions, not you, but mentions the fact that Colby was trying to get.
Yeah, I'll try to get, but not
yeah.
me.
Okay. No.
Case.
You know, I am puzzled by.
And another one is to set up to buy the juvenile, sell to sell, antique, and then the restaurant, etc.
Would be booked.
Yeah. Because of they plan, they have a coalition government, and they give the hotel used by the American behind it, now the Hyatt Hotel.
Right.
To the representative of the VC, Liberation, the PRG.
So they were going to bug the Juvenal, put a listening.
So they go out, etc., along Cardinal Street, etc. They go to have that, and they have the bug everywhere, particularly in that place.
The CIA?
Yeah.
But were the bugs put in, or were they...
But at the end, they put the bug there anyway, by the Vietnamese CAO. But when they set it up, I had a people did it for me. And they let me know. Actually, the American threat, the man who used the minister of economy, he agreed to by part of it to open the door to sell the automotive, you know, ice cream and then milk, etc. She bought.
And you told me just
to in order to have the bug go down the cars. When the bug was set here, they let me know, be careful. Because those women that, they let me know.
Why do you think Bill Colby wanted to see you when he came back here as a private businessman? Did he want to see you because he wanted, as a professional spy himself, he wanted to talk to you about how you did it, you know, or do you think he just wanted to say hello to you, or... Why do you think Bill Colby wanted to see you so when he came back to Vietnam as a private citizen? Do you when Colby came to Vietnam, he wanted to see you. You said no. You didn't go to see him.
No,
I didn't go.
Order to refuse to see him.
Right, but
I was absent.
I know, but why do you think?
I really want to see him.
Right.
I really want to see him.
But why did he want to see you, do you think? Because...
To
talk about...
We know each other for a very long time.
Okay.
Very long time. And through his private secretary, too.
And do you think...
His private secretary was David Hudson.
Who?
David Hudson.
David Hudson.
Yeah. He had that, he killed himself.
Oh,
he
yes.
Wrote Philip too.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. He's the hero of Korean War.
Right.
I liked him very much. He worked first for Mr.
NBC, right? Or CBS? NBC. NBC.
Ron
Steinman. Oh, that's Ron Steinman.
Robinson.
And
Robinson hired him first to work there.
So Hassan was Colby's special assistant or assistant.
After that, yeah.
And he killed himself. Halberstam.
He sent a letter to Lander.
Yes.
He needed to find a job. He asked him, why don't you find me a job? but now we're going too late now. I sent you this letter. When you receive this letter, I'm no longer here. And after sending the letter, he killed himself. I have a lot of respect for that one.
Do you know why he killed himself? He was depressed.
Depressed. He worked very hard for the country. He worked very hard for the country. And he's very clean, very intake, very good. And Tetzeron has a lot of respect for him.
Tetzeron did, yes. Now, do you think Bill Colby would have wanted to sit down with you and when he was here?
Because
sit down and say to you, On?
No.
How did you do it? How did you pull it off? Do you think he would have wanted to?
No, I don't think that way. He's very intelligent. No, he's very smart, very intelligent. He came here in 1959 to replace the Richardson. You know Richardson?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have that book that T.T.
Yeah,
gave you.
Yeah.
That's a good book.
Because Richardson was an old man.
Yeah, I told her to give you that book because...
that's why we entire, the laptop.
Have you read the book by... I have a book on Colby by John Prados. Have you seen that? It's called The Last Crusader by...
The Last what?
Crusader. The Life of William Colby, maybe published 2 years ago by John Prados. Very good book. I give it to you next time, okay?
I read his book, one book about him.
Yeah.
Novel romance.
Yeah.
The second one, we lost the victory.
Right. But I give you John Prados' book next time. So let me give you these now. This is the new book by Lansdale. And these are for your young son. Okay.
Yeah, he's come back. My son come back.